The cars pass quietly down the road, the marshlands spreading out across the landscape as they head toward the Assateague Island National Seashore and the Chincoteague National Wildlife Refuge. But just before they get to what is the entrance to these national parks, there's an electronic road sign telling them that they are closed due to the government shutdown. Janice and her daughter are hiking back along the road, and they expressed their disappointment.
We came down to visit my dad. It's his birthday today. But I didn't even know the government was shut down.
Is this a surprise?
This was a surprise to me, yeah. I've been coming down here for 20-something years.
Figured maybe we'd at least get on the island, go around the loop. Figured the beach would be closed, but well, it is what it is. It's still pretty, not on the island, so.
Up a ways from the entrance runs a bridge over a small waterway that meanders through the marsh. And two couples are out fishing. They're from Prince George's County, Maryland. 46-year-old Jim Dryden is a husky fellow with a fishing rod in hand. He hoped to celebrate his birthday down here.
Fishing on the beach today, and that didn't happen. That's all I wanted to do for my birthday, and of course I can't do it.
When you drove up, did you know that it was going to be shut down?
We made arrangements prior to the shutdown and just felt that we're going to take a chance. Maybe the shutdown will come back open, and it didn't. So,
Ken Frederick is fishing with him.
We come down to try to catch some red drum, but yeah, the beach is closed, so this is what we've been reduced to.
And then there's Jeff Taylor from Delaware, who emerges from the local museum. All he wanted to see was
ponies. I guess we didn't see that.
Beneath a sense of humor, there was also a detached frustration at the current standoff in Washington. Jim Dryden.
I think the two heads of the table need to sit down and get this fixed real soon, and shutting things down isn't the solution, that's for sure.
And Janice.
I hope they're shutting down the government for a good reason. I hope it's to, like, banish Obamacare.
This is a town of around 2,900 whose livelihood depends a great deal on tourism. Barb Buger sits behind the desk at the Chesapeake Inn Motel. It's a three-story structure, white with typical railings that are often seen on buildings along the coast. Buger says there have been cancellations because of the shutdown.
I haven't had any, but there has been cancellations on the island for, you know, people don't want to come down because they can't go to the beach.
She says she's also gotten inquiries about whether the national parks are open.
It's definitely affected. I've gotten several calls today and yesterday. Is the beach open? No. Okay, we're not coming down. Because amazingly enough, people wait till the last minute to make their reservations. Or they come down without reservations and come, you know, stay here, you know, stay at the hotels on the island. And they said, oh, well, there's no need to come down.
Further down the way is Harbor Rentals, which rents to vacationers and residents. Anita Merritt sits behind the desk. And she says the community has been hit by what she calls a triple whammy.
The mood is not good on Chincoteague. The fall is a really great time, especially for real estate sales. Things were just starting to pick up with the NASA launching the rockets. We were just starting to see a little bit better activity. And then we have the government shutdown. So we had the storms last year. We had the talk about the beach parking. We've had a triple whammy, and we need some relief. You know, we're in a rural area. This is how we make our living. You have to be resourceful entrepreneurs, and we need some assistance.
The other side effect from the government shutdown is being felt by NASA's Wallops Flight Facility that has just launched the Cygnus spacecraft to resupply the International Space Station. NASA will keep mission control up and running, but the rest of the facility has been furloughed. Suzanne Taylor is executive director of the Chincoteague Chamber of Commerce.
With the government being shut down, you know, we have all the business people from Wallops that work there that, you know, come in for business.
While the summer tourism season is officially over for many resorts, one local business leader said they see a lot of tourist activity right through November. Shay Cassidy is a local government contractor and resident of Chincoteague. As she walks back from her foray along the road to the national parks, she says all the community can do is hope this will get resolved before the next fiscal deadline in Washington.
Especially with, October 17th, the debt ceiling issue and everything. We're kind of hoping at least by then something happens. Right. A lot of stuff coming up around town that would be great to have the seashore back open.
But there is still this coming weekend's Oyster Festival. And Taylor says her resort is ready to accommodate tourists despite the government shutdown.
the Oyster Festival is on, and, you know, like I said, we sold 2,700 tickets. The boat tours are still in operation. We've got some hiking and biking trails right here on Chincoteague Island, and there's plenty to do.
But for the local businesses, it wouldn't hurt if Washington got the government shutdown over with and the parks reopened. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.